Kakadosh Boker Tov, we're just going to again continue with the halachot of the brachot of Shinui Makom, of changing our places. There is a chidush here brought down by Rav David Yosef that he says in Halacha Brura that if a person from the beginning, when they made the bracha, they had in mind to change their place, plus they could see their original place, which means that they could see the original place from where they were actually going to make the bracha. So then you could be mekel to change your place from one house to another house. Whether we're talking about din and shinui, right, makom basuda, or to do a din kiddush b'mkom suda. So therefore, again, if you could see the original place, and you have this in mind also from the beginning when you're making the bracha, so then it's going to be okay. So again, this sometimes will happen, right, whether it is to do with the sukkah and other things as well, that if you, as long as you could still see the place where you're going to and you have it in mind, so then you're allowed to change from even one place, one house to another house. Now all the halachot that we spoke about here was to do with that if you have a meal of bread. Now if you remember, we did bring down that there was a machloket that according to Rav Ovadia Yosef, he said safek brachol la'akel kenege maran, which means that if a person was eating bread and then they left the building and then they came back, they would not have to say Birkat HaMazon right away. They would say just HaMotzi, and then they would continue their meal. And then at the end of the meal, they'll say one Birkat HaMazon for everything. The Halacha Brura does bring down here that if a person does do like Maran, you have what to rely on. So if you remember, we said that Rabbi Tzion Ba Shaul was posek like Maran, which means that according to him, the second that you left the building and you came back, you would have to say Birkat HaMazon. And then if you want to continue eating bread, you would have to make a new amotzi, and then again another Birkat HaMazon later on. So it's very, very important to know that. That's why we always usually say, Lecha Techila, never leave unless you actually really need to, for it's Letzorech Mitzvah. Now the Siv Bet, that it speaks about leaving a Shomer. So first of all, the Shomer could even be a woman, right? Or it could be all the women there. It could even be one person there. Now, a lot of opinions hold that this shomer that is watching over, as if saying you're leaving, you're only allowed to do this also for tzorech mitzvah. So you're not allowed just to leave for no reason. Again, if you left for a mitzvah, then as long as you left somebody behind that they're still in the middle of the meal, so it's okay. Now, it doesn't have to actually be that they're in the middle of the meal. Even if they finished the meal, but they did not say beracha charona, they did not say the after blessing, you left the shomer. So as I already mentioned, this could happen this coming Shabbat Bezrat Hashem, that if you remember, we have two minyanim. First minyan for mincha on Shabbat is early because you have to do Suda Shlishit. So the first minyan is at 2 o'clock. So imagine right now you're in the middle of the meal and all of a sudden, right, you want to come to mincha. So therefore, if you leave shomrim there, which means you leave your wife and children or anybody there, that they're going to be there and they're still in the middle of the meal, so therefore you're allowed to come, leave the table, come to the Bet Knesset, say mincha, and then go back home and continue your meal. Why? Because you left a shomer. Now again, this is not a din lechatechila, it's only because since it's for a mitzvah, so you're allowed to do this. So that's very, very important just to know these halachot, because again, all these halachot have to do with applying of leaving, as if it's in the middle of the meal. Obviously, lechatechila, a person should never leave in the middle of the meal, finish the meal, and then you should continue with doing whatever he needs to do.